Hello?
This is Ruben.
Hello? Ruben, Chad Simpkins, West Texas Drum.
Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
Doing okay. Kind of half day here, so excited to lean pretty soon in my office.
Well, there you go. What's wrong with that?
So, I just had a question. I know you're not the owner of the company. What's your relationship with the company, just so I can understand the moving parts?
I used to be a banker.
Okay.
With Chase for many years, and then now primarily I finance like office buildings, apartment buildings, things of that nature. But he called me needing some help, so I'm pretty much just in a consultant advisory. He'd love to hire me as a CFO, but he just can't afford me. Right? But I wouldn't. I'm not looking for a job anyway, for sure. But
you're not like a finance broker or anything of that nature, right?
Oh no.
Okay, cool. Just want to make sure. All right. We do work with some finance brokers. I just want to make sure, so kind of understand the relationship.
He pays me for everything I do.
Okay, so he pays you for arranging financing. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So what I did, just in a nutshell, I told him, I'll just take, I'll take 1 point off of everything that I get for you. So we just closed on real estate and a big real estate deal where we're going to put this equipment at. And, it takes a ton of my time. I didn't know what I was getting myself into, to be honest with you. But it's fine. I like him. He's a great guy.
Gotcha.
Just takes away from all my other deals.
Gotcha.
But I don't do a lot of equipment. 99% of what I do is real estate. So. And most of it's with old customers of mine. I used to be president of Chase Bank in Midland, Texas. So.
Gotcha. All right. All right, just getting some notes. Yeah, I just went to your website. I wasn't sure if you were like a broker or not, but that makes 100% sense. I just worked with a customer who had the same thing where they were paying someone on like an advisory basis. So the equipment list I have here, is this equipment ready to ship or does it take a long time to get manufactured?
So what I really need, Ruben, is I sent you one that's coming out of Italy. I'm sure you saw that bid. I think the total is about 2.8, 2.3 somewhere. I'm sorry, I can't remember off the top of my head, but that's the major piece of equipment that I'm looking to finance, and it takes about 9 months to fabricate, to build, and ship. In order to get them started, we have to send them 30% of that total price, and then the remainder of it will be due once it comes to Texas and it's installed. Our people are trained, and we see it running. We see it manufacturing. So. What I'm attempting to do is I'd like to do a sell lease back on the current equipment I have, Ruben.
Oh, to free up some capital?
Well, I've got to send that $1 million over there to Italy, and I'm sure, y'all are going to want some security on that for sure, that's what I'm looking to do. Is I'm looking to try to figure now. If you could help me, what I'm also attempting to do, and the directive I have from Rusty, from Mr. Ridge there, is to exit Chase Bank, and I've got bankers beating down my door to get in there. But right now, from a cash flow perspective, I'm not there. Otherwise, every bank in town would finance this equipment for us. He's very well known, but we're just not there on paper yet. Where we need to be. We've been in business for 30 years, so.
What's the equipment you want to do a lease back against?
It's the manufacturing equipment that we currently have.
How old is it?
Oh, anywhere between 5 and 15, probably. But, you've got a useful life on that stuff over 50.
We really don't. Typically we don't do reimbursements of equipment that's that aged. But I might be able to help you guys out in a few different ways. Or Bank of Carter, for myself personally. So you're trying to get equipment from Italy, correct?
Right.
All right. So you get equipment from Italy. Okay. Bear with me. All right. And now, does the Italian equipment, do they have a U.S. distributor or no?
Yes, I do believe it is. Our actual bid is from Italy.
Okay.
We have checked that company out, or I should say I've checked that company out very hard. They're actually a very, very large company in Italy. And
okay.
They do most of their placements in the United States, and I've called four of the people that they've delivered these same units to, and all four came back with flying colors.
But do they have a U.S. distributor?
Yes, I do believe they do, but we're dealing directly with a guy in Indiana that's dealing with them. So I guess, yeah, I guess that would be, the answer would be yes.
No, the only reason I ask is, what you're referencing is, and we see it all the time, is where a customer's buying equipment, it's manufactured out of the U.S., the vendor requires a deposit, and equipment's not made, and the customer needs to figure out a way to front that deposit. We actually do what's called pre-funding, where we actually advance deposits to vendors all the time. It's very common. We have the customer. The only question is that we need to understand if we're paying a U.S. company or a foreign entity, because those are two very different things from a legal perspective. So
yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about there. I will find out.
So let's go over this equipment real quick, because I had two quotes, and maybe I want to understand the whole transaction to the best of my ability. One piece was something from called Richmond Machine. Are you still looking at
that? I don't need that done. I've already got that covered.
Okay.
If you're interested in doing it, that'd be fine, but I've already got a company that's already going to do that one for me. But if you'd like to do it all together, then that's whatever you want to do.
No worries. Can I ask who's offered you financing on that?
BFI is giving me a pretty good offer on that one.
BFI?
V as in Victor, F-I.
Oh, I know what VFI is. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then what kind of terms have they presented to you?
They've given me, 5 years on that particular equipment.
Okay. And this other equipment is much, much larger in scope. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, very much.
Okay.
It's our big one.
Can you tell me what this equipment does, how it helps the business out?
Sure. Right now, and I have to kind of go backwards, right now we refurbish metal drums and plastic totes. So we have a very diversified customer base that we've had for years and years, including Chevron, Exxon, Shell, and then a little bit smaller companies, Champion Nalco, which they're not small at all, but very, very large companies. And so in the energy sector, I don't know if you've ever, I'm sure you've seen a pump jack before in your lifetime. When a well is going, then chemicals get injected down that into that well for its entire life of the well. Chemicals get injected, and all those chemicals are shipped by drums or by plastic totes. Now, a plastic tote is about 120 gallons, and a drum is 55 gallons. So it depends. And so anyway, so after those are used, you know, forever, they just threw them away. Well, years ago, and Rusty was also one of the people that came along, a process became developed where you could actually take that drum, get it serviced, and it comes out, basically brand new. It's actually regulated by the federal government on how that has to happen, the process of which it has to happen, and it has to be coded when it goes back out. But basically right now, forever, West Texas Drum has taken those barrels, taken those totes, cleaned them through a big, huge process in a very large building, and it comes out on the other end brand new, and it goes back to that same customer. There is certain chemicals that once it goes in there, it can't be reused, and we have never accessed that portion of the market. So now, in a nutshell, we are missing with our current customers maybe 30 to 40% of what they do because we don't offer that service. Those steel drums and those plastic totes have to be manufactured. And so you basically, you have to manufacture, not the steel, but you're taking the steel and you're manufacturing into the drums. And then we've got a plastics part that we're going to do, which is that Russell machine that will be doing the plastic parts. So we are basically going to open up not only with the current customers that we have, another 30-40% of what they're doing, but we're also going to be able to open up into different fields, including food storage, things of that nature that use these same type of deals. And so, you know, the conservative pro forma estimates is, you know, potentially growing over the next 5 years by another 100%. And that's basically in a nutshell what this equipment's going to allow us to do. The equipment you're talking about is the steel portion. So it's going to take raw steel, go through a process, and come out as a drum, as a barrel. That's going to be brand
new. So you're going to actually make the barrels instead of refurbishing them.
That's exactly right. We still will have the refurbishing side, very, very, very important. But at the same time, we can sell a new drum $5 cheaper than what the Houston group is selling it. And that's our nearest competition, and that's 8 hours away from here. They cannot undercut our price.
Gotcha.
So we already have our customers that we've already kind of leaked the word to. This is what we're going to do. And I would say with our salespeople, the majority of them have gotten back to them and said, as soon as that's ready, we're buying from you.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Give me a second.
And again, a lot of these are relationships we've had for 20, 25 years. So it's not new relationships for sure. But we are going to hire a couple new salesmen in different fields. They're going to get us into some different sectors of the economy. And you know, potentially have some success there. Of course, they'll be paid commissions, so we're not going to be out any money. If they're successful in it, then great. We'll add on to it. If not, it's not hurting. You know, it's not going to hurt us for sure.
Okay. Has the business ever financed anything of this size previously?
Oh yeah.
Where have you financed previously, and with which lenders?
Well, primary real estate, and he's been with Chase for 22 years.
Not real estate, equipment. Have they financed any equipment of this nature before, of this size?
Yeah, and it was all with Chase Bank.
Okay. Are we talking about multiple pieces or one piece that's, you know, this is almost, you know, probably going to be $3.9 million?
I could take you a picture of the one that we had that's about $2.1 million, and it takes up a very large building.
And is that currently on the loan, or is that paid off?
We, on our depreciation schedule for all of our equipment, we got a total value right now of about $4.5 million on a market value right now.
Okay.
And we owe $300,000 total.
Okay. So I'm going to just ask you these kind of loaded questions. Don't take anything the wrong way. My biggest concern was I wasn't sure if you were like a broker or anything, but now that I've answered that question, it makes my life a lot easier. First question I have is this. Have you financed equipment, or have you received any offers on this other equipment, or have you gone to your local bank looking for financing?
The bank is transitioning themselves out of the local market. Chase positioned themselves, and I'm sure it's not hit the papers, but Chase has positioned themselves in the metro markets, and our market's about 350,000 people total. And they're transitioning themselves out of there, and basically, in a nutshell, they have not told us that, but they are not doing any new loans for this area. In order for me to take it to another bank, which, like I said, I probably know all the bank presidents around because I was one, I'd like to get the cash flow in a better position to where I'm not trying to piecemeal this around Odessa Midland. So,
okay. And you do about $14-15 million a year in sales, correct?
No, but $23 million.
Maybe I'm looking at the wrong.
I'm sorry. We have two and complete separate entities, but they do the exact same thing. One is in Houston, in Baytown, Texas, suburb of Houston, and the other one's in Odessa, Texas.
Okay.
But they do the exact same thing, owned by the same exact person. But he set them up separately.
West Texas and West Texas LTD too?
Yeah, that's right.
That's a combination. Okay.
Yeah. So if I was underwriting the deal, I would look at it as a combination because it's exactly the same people. I mean, it's exactly the same person. And they do the exact same thing. We handle all the financials out of Odessa, Texas. They don't handle any of the billing or anything of that nature down in Baytown. It's just an operations center. So we handle all the billing and everything from Odessa, Texas.
Okay.
For those guys. So it's one of the same.
Is speed an issue here? Just doing something quickly and simply without like tons of hoops to jump through? What is your time frame?
Yeah. Yesterday.
Okay. Fair enough. And do you have any expectations in terms of, so this is 2.8 million euros, correct?
Yep, that's right.
What are we looking in dollars? What is that? What is a euro right now? It's like 1.1, right?
Shit, dude, I don't know. I don't do anything like that but in my world.
Okay. So if I could ask you to grab a pen, there's a few quick things I'd like to know.
Okay.
I think, you know, in terms of the lease back, I can understand the motivation behind that because, like I said, you're kind of thinking ahead of the game, kind of around corners and through walls, and you don't want to have an issue with paying a vendor. But we will more than happily, once we are comfortable with the transaction, pay a deposit. That's not a big issue. I'd like to figure out if there is a U.S. vendor, if this vendor has a U.S. or a U.S. presence, because then we're paying someone on U.S. soil, we're paying in dollars, and that makes it a lot easier. And then a step ahead, if we can get a quote or an invoice in American dollars, that'd be the second step. The next thing I'd want to go over, that's just on the vendor side.
I'll know that info today.
Okay. In terms of your file, you know, business has been around for a while. Obviously, you guys pay your bills, and I can understand doing something quickly. Do you have an expectation in terms of monthly payment, down payment, and structure here? We do transactions with as little as one payment down, but I just want to understand what your goals were here so we're, you know, meeting it.
I would like to leverage as much as I possibly can.
Okay.
And one of the reasons that I talked about doing, like I said, and I know it's not ideal, but it may not be doable, but the reason I did the sell lease back was that would be, you know, basically our down payment towards the deal. As far as payments are concerned, I mean, I'd like to, you know, I'd like as low a payment as I can. If we could do some sort of even payment deferral, I mean, something of that nature to get this stuff installed. I mean, whatever. I'm not sure what y'all offer.
I can go over a few options. So we're a lender that specializes in small to medium-sized businesses. We have two major products. One is equipment financing. The other is working capital. Equipment financing is we lend through anything that is extremely high risk to extremely low risk. The reason I think a lot of customers have worked with our company is it's not a lot of bureaucracy to jump through. It's very simple. It's very easy. Funding can, you know, if we get your transaction approved, we can realistically give you answers, I'd say, there's a day off by Wednesday to next week on what can be done and what's available. Like I said, my bigger issue was I thought potentially you guys were a broker, which is like a whole other back of ball wax, but since we don't have to deal with that, you have no idea how it makes our life that much easier, because some people come to us and like try to get commission and all this stuff, which is a whole...
I'm not looking for any of that at all.
No, that's right, because I was looking at your website, and I was like, hold on, is this guy a broker? Because that's fine, but then I gotta underwrite it on a completely different program, so you're making my life easier. In terms of structure, you're looking at 2 to 5 years, typically, once in a while, six. And in terms of the other products that we provide, they're not competing products. We also offer working capital. So if you're looking for any additional cash, have you heard of a working capital loan or no?
Yeah, I'm not interested in that right now. I moved us out of Chase into Transfac on the factoring side. And we're doing that, and we're doing pretty good right now, as we speak.
What do you know about there are some notions of, and I'm not here to push, about what the working capital loans are about. Some of those notions are correct, some are wrong. What are your impressions of a working capital loan?
It's usually a short term deal, with weekly, daily, debit type stuff out of your checking account, things of that nature.
Not necessarily accurate for us, at least. So what you're referring to is there's been a huge saturation in the market of extremely expensive money. Quick, short-term, 3 to 6 months, working capital, with primarily daily payments. Once in a while, weekly. The issue here is that for many of these loans, they cap out at about 150, sometimes 250, but you know, a business that does $20 million a year, 250 is not going to really do much for them. It can help.
Yeah, that's right.
it's going to help. Sometimes it can help. Sometimes you'd be surprised. We've had businesses that do $20 million a year, and they're cash. They're bouncing checks. So it's all flavors.
Yeah.
But with your transaction specifically, we have what's a true working capital loan. Our terms generally go from about 6 months to about 18 months. The average term length for our loans is 12 months. It's not that short in term nature. Many of our clients use it because we actually, we're all about being reasonable. So we actually do loans up to $2 million for unsecured cash. And where a lot of customers see a benefit with us is every bank, every customer, they have a line of credit with their local bank. Oftentimes it's fully utilized or they don't want to max it out. You mentioned you have a factoring relationship, correct?
Yeah.
And so some customers come to us and they say, hey, look, I'm currently getting factoring at 1% of my invoices plus LIBOR plus, you know, whatever the cost is.
Right.
But I can only factor so many invoices. And so our product is more of a supplementary product, which it's still a significant amount of money. We're a unique player in the market, not because we're the best ever, just simply because we'll go up to $2 million, which most people just... they just do not do. But I think the first need is figuring out the equipment side of things. That's probably the best there. If we need to entertain a lease back, we can do that. I think probably would be a little more attractive is, since you have some equipment that you can pledge, we might be able to add that to the transaction as some additional collateral in lieu of a down payment, which would probably be more beneficial.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Can you
ought to look at all the equipment and then look at the working capital, see if you can make me an offer there too.
Okay, and then you're working with Dave, correct?
I started with somebody named Anthony. Is there?
Oh yeah, Anthony's your original rep. So what I'd like to do is this. You're going to get an email from me probably first thing tomorrow morning. I do work Saturdays. Kind of goes over what I would like to do, and just I'm going to take a look at getting an equipment list. I'll probably actually get it out to you today. But I do have a question for you. What's the best email to reach you?
Chad.
Okay.
B-U-O-Y. Bowie.
Okay.
Capital.
Okay. Okay, so I'll get you this email out. Give me about 30 minutes, an hour. We'll start working on your file and hopefully, you know, get something that's positive. Now, have you signed up with the BFI with your transaction, or are you just getting quoted out with them?
No. I got another conference call at 2:30 today with another leasing group. And, I'm just kind of seeing what's there. And so that'll be my fourth one, and that's including – so y'all – so you're the third one, and then that's the fourth, and then I'm done. So I'm going to take a look at that. I know the two that I've talked to previously, both of those groups are interested in the smaller pieces. I think the larger piece made them a little more nervous just from a standpoint of I've done a little research on you guys. You're a little bit bigger than they are, or seem like you were.
What other companies are you working with besides VFI, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you. Sorry.
But okay. The reason
I always say the same thing to my people. When I got my salesman out there in the field, I sure don't want them taking my bids to somewhere else.
Fair enough.
Put your best foot forward. And
right now,
I'm going to tell you right now, you're the only one looking at this bigger piece, and you're the only one looking at working capital for me, and you're the only one looking at maybe doing a sell lease back to help me with the down payment. So you're definitely in the lead right now if you can make all that happen.
Well, I do have a question for you. So one thing, and I'm going to let you go, but one thing that I experience is what I call shotgunning, which there are certain companies which I don't have. VFI, I know briefly, I don't think I'd have this impression of them, but there are a lot of companies, there's nothing wrong with running credit once or twice at a syndicator, but I do run across files where someone's credit's been run 30, 40 times. It's literally sent out to every lender in America. So should we expect a lot of inquiries, or do you think?
And if you do run into a bunch of queries, I want them to be the first one to know about it because I'll lose it for sure.
Okay. We have one on file.
I have made that clear. I better be dealing with a direct, and if I'm not, I need to know that up front. So.
Okay. So just so you know a little about us, we don't like to hide anything. We're a direct lender and a syndicator. We're always going to underwrite your file in-house. We're also going to have a lending partner look at it. We are responsible for all the decisions made on your file, but you'll probably see one inquiry from us and one from a potential partner. I'm going to have your private file previewed, though, because this file is really not about credit. When you talk about $3 million, the good credit or bad credit. We expect the credit to be good. It's more about the financials and the overall structure, but we are a direct lender and a syndicator, so just know that offhand, so it's straightforward, okay?
Yeah, he's got, I mean, just from a credit standpoint, he's about 790 credit.
He's got perfect credit.
Yep. All right, buddy.
All right, thanks for your time.
I look forward to hearing from you.
You got it. Bye-bye.